This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and it's that time of the week to say hello to Nick Alderink. He is from Marquee Arts and comes in each week to talk all things movies. We call it Cinema Chat, and great to have you in again, Nick.
It's great to be back.
Well, there are a number of new movies opening this weekend, and I think that given the selection and variety, that it's going to appeal to a large segment of the community.
Yeah, we are hitting a lot of bases here, and we're starting with The Moment. This is opening this Friday at the State. This film just had its premiere at the Sundance Film Festival, and this one stars Charlie XCX as herself, a rising pop star navigating the complexities of fame and industry pressure while preparing for her arena tour debut. And this film also stars Alexander Skarsgård, Rosanna Arquette, and Rachel Sennett, and with many other performers playing themselves in this mockumentary.
Rachel Sennett is one of those people that is up and coming for sure, and
yeah.
I really enjoy her work.
Yeah, and she's very, very funny, too.
Indeed, she is. And Resurrection, something I find myself more and more in need of.
Yes, this is opening this Friday at the State. This is from writer-director Bai Gan. It's about a woman's consciousness falls into an eternal time zone during a surgical procedure. Trapped in many dreams, she finds the corpse of an android and tries to wake him by telling endless stories.
Well, that's not where I thought that was going.
No, yeah, so this is a really great sci-fi film, and it's been getting a lot of buzz around in the art house circles, and we're finally having the chance to open this one ourselves.
And have you seen the two movies we talked about thus far? Have you seen either one yet?
I haven't seen either one, but I have seen the next one that we're going to talk about.
And
here.
That is?
Yeah, Come See Me in the Good Light. This is opening this Friday at the State. This one had its premiere at last year's Sundance Film Festival. It's a poignant and unexpectedly funny love story about poets Andrea Gibson and Megan Fallie facing an incurable cancer diagnosis. With joy, wit, and unshakable partnership through laughter and unwavering love, they transform pain into purpose and morality into a moving celebration of resilience. And this one was just nominated for Best Documentary Feature at this year's Academy Awards.
So it sounds like one of those things that can ultimately be very sad and at the same time entirely inspiring and filled with moments of joy.
Yeah, it's very inspiring, and I can't stress enough how actually funny this film is. Both of them are both very, very funny, and it's, of course, it's a very sad and tough film to watch. Andrea Gibson actually passed away just last summer, so it's going to have some more meaning to it now that this film is finally seeing an audience. But it is a very enjoyable
film.
So
you said you saw it. When you walked away, did you feel as though you were somehow connected to these two people?
Absolutely. It's a very intimate story, and you really get to know these two people and their relationship. And I found myself not really knowing much about Andrea Gibson watching this film, but I definitely went up and looked at more of her work when I stepped away, and I think I hope other people do as well.
Well, All That's Left of You, again, there is the potential for finding inspiration and hope in a new film coming out.
Yeah, this film opens this Friday at the Michigan. After a Palestinian teen gets swept up in a West Bank protest, his mother recounts the family story of hope, courage, and relentless struggle that led to this fateful moment. And this is a film that was the Jordanian entry into this year's Academy Awards. It wasn't selected, but it did make the December shortlist.
So we have a long-running series, a number of series that the Michigan and State Theater put forth, and one of my favorites is the late-night classics because oftentimes it appeals to the generation when I was growing up and seeing these movies.
Yeah, it's definitely our series of playing more cult classic or weird, funny titles, and this is we have The Big Sick that plays tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan throughout February. We're going to be playing some romantic titles with a twist to them. And this one is about Pakistan-born comedian Kumail, played by Kumail Nanjiani, and grad student Emily, played by Zoe Kazan, who fall in
love. Brilliantly, by the way.
Yeah, very, very great. And they fall in love but struggle as their cultures clash. When Emily contracts a mysterious illness, Kumail finds himself forced to face her feisty parents, his family expectations, and his true feelings. And this is from writers Emily V. Gordon and Kumail Nanjiani, based on their own story, directed by Michael Showalter, and also starring Ray Romano and Holly Hunt. Hunt, who are also very, very good in this film.
Yeah, yeah. And those are two very underrated actors in my estimation. Ray Romano gets a lot of grief because he was a stand-up comedian. Yeah. He did a sitcom.
Yeah.
But he can do dramatic. He can do funny. He's quite versatile.
That's right. Yeah. This is and it's such a pleasant romantic comedy. This film pulls on a lot of romantic comedy tropes, and it's very familiar in a sense, but it's also very fresh at the same time.
And to get directly to the point, Her.
Yes. This will be Friday, tomorrow at 9:30 at the Michigan. This is the film from 2013, set in the near future. A lonely writer develops an unlikely relationship with an operating system designed to meet his every need. And this is from writer-director Spike Jonze, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson. And this is a film that this is set in the, quote, near future, but that near future is becoming closer every day.
Indeed, it is. It's artificial intelligence come to life.
Yeah.
And you put Spike Jonze and Joaquin Phoenix in the same room and weird things are going to happen.
That's right.
Well, there's some free screenings available this week.
Yeah, we have Tom Popo that's playing tonight at 7 o'clock at the State. This is a Japanese film from 1985, and this is free and open to the public, sponsored by the University of Michigan Center for Japanese Studies. This is what they call a ramen western. That's a take on the spaghetti western, about a truck driver who stops at a small family-run noodle shop and decides to help its fledgling business. The story is intertwined with various vignettes about the relationship of love and food.
Am I the only person who had never heard that phrase before, ramen western?
I think this is the only film that really falls into that category.
It's created a genre of its own.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. And another free screening is Concerning My Daughter.
Yes, this will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the State, also free and open to the public and sponsored by the University of Michigan Nam Center for Korean Studies. It's about an independent daughter who moves in with her mother due to finances, bringing her same-sex partner. The bewildered mother juggles caring for her elderly client while adjusting to her daughter's life choices.
Well, there's certainly a family dynamic to explore there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Nick Alderink. And another one of the great series is the Art House Revival, bringing some of the great films back to the big screen.
Yeah, and throughout February, we're honoring Black History Month with films film adaptations of plays and literature by African-American writers. And we have If Beale Street Could Talk. This is a 2018 film. This will be Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. Set in early 1970s Harlem, daughter and wife-to-be Tish vividly recalls the passion, respect, and trust that have connected her and her artist fiancé Alonzo. Friends since childhood, the devoted couple dream of a future together, but their plans are derailed when Alonzo is arrested for a crime he did not commit. And this is based on James Baldwin's 1974 novel of the same name from director Barry Jenkins, who made this was his follow-up to Moonlight and starring Kiki Layne and Stephen James.
You know, frequently adaptations of novels into movies don't work.
Yeah.
This one worked quite well.
Yeah, it's a very poetic film to match James Baldwin's beautiful writing.
Well, you have some special screenings coming up that will be available, and that would include another free screening.
Yeah.
And that is a movie called Erase the Nation.
Yeah, this is a documentary from 2023. This will be Tuesday, February 10th at 5 o'clock at the State, presented by the Weiser Center for Europe and Eurasia. It's a documentary film that sheds light on the tragic chapter of Russian war crimes committed against Ukraine's national and multicultural heritage. The film, the powerful film, highlights the devastation inflicted on museums, monuments, and archaeological sites and sacred places such as the cathedral in Odessa, all ruthlessly destroyed by Russian forces who are trying to rewrite history in the name of the chauvinistic ideology, the Great Russia. And this will be followed by a Q&A with film director and war journalist Tomasz Grzywakowski.
It'll be interesting and fascinating to hear what his objective and motivation was. What does he want us to get from it, and what does he want a further result to become?
Yeah, this is a story that pops up in the news sometimes. It's not quite as prominent as in the news, at least, as it was a few years ago, but still very much a developing story.
It's a great opportunity. Sounds like a great film, and obviously to have access to the director is exquisite.
Yeah.
Wisdom Gone Wild.
Yeah, this will be Tuesday, February 10th at 6:30 at the Michigan. This is free and open to the public as well. This is part of Detroit PBS's year-long caregiving initiative presented in partnership with Detroit PBS, the Asian American Journalist Association, the Michigan chapter, and the Ann Arbor Community Foundation. This is a vibrant, tender cinepome.
You've just said another new phrase to me. Cinepome?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, cinematic poem in which filmmaker Rei Tajiri collaborates with her second-generation Japanese-American mother as they confront the painful, curious reality of living in the shadows of dementia. And this will be followed by a post-screening panel discussion following with the filmmaker and additional panelists in the field of caregiving and dementia health.
Chances are dementia has touched most everybody in one way or another, family member, loved one, family friend. It is worth exploring because there is a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Moulin Rouge?
Yeah, this will be a special pre-Valentine's Day screening of a really great romantic musical. That'll be February 11th. That's the 2001 film starring Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman from director Baz Luhrmann. And a lot of great films to see at the Michigan State still. At the State, you can still catch Send Help, No Other Choice, and Marty Supreme. And at the Michigan, you can still catch A Private Life and The Secret Agent.
Great movie choices all week long. And we hope you're going to make one, go see it, and then let us know which one you decided upon. Nick, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. I'll see you next week. That is Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts, co-host of Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti.